Give me cracked corn and I don't care. Give me cracked corn and I don't care. Give me cracked corn and I don't care. My master's gone away.
Burl Ives entertains on Here's to Veterans. The best in music for all you ex-servicemen and women and your folks everywhere. Specially transcribed for you by the Veterans Administration in cooperation with the American Federation of Musicians. Members are donating their services.
Give me cracked corn and I don't care. Give me cracked corn and I don't care. Give me cracked corn and I don't care. My master's gone away. This is Burl Ives inviting you to join us for the next quarter hour as we entertain once again on your program, Here's to Veterans. Boys are getting all tuned up, and we're going to do a song for you about crawdads. Wake up, little girl, you slept too late this morning. Wake up, little girl, you slept too late, babe. Wake up, little girl, you slept too late. The crawdad man just passed the gate this morning. This evening, but soon. You get a line, I'll get a pole, honey. You get a line, I'll get a pole, babe. You get a line, I'll get a pole. I'll meet you down by the crawdad hole, honey. Babe of mine. Oh, crawdad, you better dig deep, honey. Oh, crawdad, you better dig deep, babe. Oh, crawdad, you better dig deep, 'cause I'm gonna ramble in my sleep, honey. Babe of mine.
Burl Ives, ladies and gentlemen. You remember this? People are wonderful. You say that's a perfectly obvious statement, but think about it just a moment. A veteran in New England lost his sight, but in compensation, he developed such a wonderful sense of touch that a ball-bearing plant hired him to inspect miniature ball bearings with his fingers. This man, with no sight, turned out more accurate than the most elaborate electronic inspection machine known to man. And a pretty girl in Chicago lost an arm. So she taught herself to type and to take shorthand with one hand alone. She developed such skill that she got a job as a secretary to the president of a large insurance company. Listen to her boss. He says, "Best girl I ever had," unquote. Now an electronics engineer on the West Coast is paralyzed from the neck down. He spends his nights in an iron lung, but by day, this man is a genius. His quick mind, his keen imagination, had a lot to do with America's space program. Well, you see what I mean? People are wonderful. Particularly the handicapped. We'll talk about this again after we hear from one of the greatest folk singers of them all, Burl Ives.
This is Burl Ives again. I've got here the next tune. And it's called...
White snow of Christmas will melt away. The darkness of evening will end the day. And time will wither the strongest tree. But nothing will change you and me. The mightiest mountain may tumble down. The world may even stop spinning round. A star may fall to the deep blue sea. But nothing will change you and me. For two. True love goes on and on,
We're talking about the way handicapped people can adapt to their disabilities and very often overcome them by making use of their remaining strength. We mentioned a few examples for a purpose, and I hope those examples gave you employers some notion of your own. Because the handicapped, when properly placed, make good employees for you. They've got something called motivation. They want the chance to work. They want the chance to prove to you and to the world that they have ability, plenty of ability. So, if you have a hand in the hiring practices of your plant, your office, keep the handicapped in mind. Write yourself a memo. Hire the handicapped. And put it where you'll see it. And how do you go about it? It's real easy. Just call the local office of your state employment service. Tell them you want to hire the handicapped. And take it from me. You'll be glad you did, because dollars and cents wise, it'll be good business for your business. Burl Ives.
Friends, this is Burl Ives. Here's a little song that I've always liked, and it's called One Hour Ahead of the Posse.
One hour ahead of the posse, the bloodhounds are hot on the trail. Last evening I shot down my sweetheart. This morning I broke out of jail. My pinto is tired and hungry, and I'm feeling weary and gone. We started ahead of the party, and we gotta keep going on. Philip the sworn will get me. He's riding with 20 and 5. I appear to that party, but they'll never get me alive.
One hour ahead of the posse, so turn into left or to right.
We must win the race to the river, or there'll be a hanging tonight.
We're gonna hang him tonight.
1 hour ahead of the posse, no time for remorse or regret. But somehow her blue eyes still haunt me, her laughter is haunting me yet. It started the night that I met her. She kissed me and vowed she would care. I traded the gold in my pocket to fondle the gold in her hair. She lied when she said that she loved me. She lied when he kissed me today. She lied till the moment I caught her. And now she lies still in her grave. Just 1 mile to the Rio, and we'll take that posse at last. We're near the end of our journey. We ain't got a second to spare. The hoofbeats are closer and closer. The barking of dogs to the air.
1 hour ahead of the posse,
and now I'm inside of my home. At last we have beaten that posse. May the Lord have mercy on my soul.
I've got one more tune to do for you. I'll come back again one of these days to last one. This next one is the one I did with Gordon Jenkins. It's called Cave of Jones.
Come all you rounders, it's a just want to hear a story about a brave engineer. Hopefully, the Jones was around his name. On a 6-8 wheeler, boy, he won his fame. The caller called Kate at a 4:30. He kissed his wife at the station door. He mounted to the cabin with his orders in his hand. Took his farewell trip to the promised land.
Dickie Jones, mounted to the cabin. Dickie Jones.
Hold it in the cabin, took his last trip to the promised land. Old pole in the water and shovel in the coal. Put your head out the window, watch the divers roll. I'm gonna dive it just to leave the rail. Call them 6 hours late with the western mail.
He looked at his watch and his watch was gold. He looked at his water and his water was gold. He turned to the
fireman
and he said,
"We're gonna reach the shore, but we'll all be dead."
Dickie Jones, turn to the fireman, turn to the fireman and said,
"You're in trouble, boy."
Dickie Jones, turn to the fireman, "We're gonna reach the shore, but we'll all be dead."
Now Paisley pulled up that Reno hill. He tooted for the crossing with an awful thrill. And the switchman knew by the engine horn that the man at the throttle was Paisley Jones. He pulled up within 2 miles of the place. When number 4 stared his face in the face, he turned to the farmer and said, "Boy, you better jump, cause it's too low for Moldy that a stone a bump."
Dickie Jones, get to the farmer. Whoa!
This is Major Jack.
Dickie Jones, get to the farmer. Too low for
Moldy that a stone a bump. Okay, he said, just before you jump, two more roads that I'd like to ride. The fireman said, "What might they be? It's the Southern Pacific and the Fantasy."
Mrs. Jones sat on her bed alone. Just received a message that her safety was gone. She said,
"Go to bed, children, and trust your time. You got another papa on the south late line."
Well, now, Mrs. Jones,
got another papa.
Mrs. Jones,
on the south late line.
Mrs. Jones,
got another papa.
Got another papa on the south late line.
Give me cracked corn and I don't care. Give me cracked corn and I don't care. My master's gone away.
Here's to Veterans is presented transcribed by the Veterans Administration in cooperation with the American Federation of Musicians. These members have donated their services, and this station, which has contributed its time in the public interest. Tune in again for more Top Flight Entertainment on Here's to Veterans.
And this is Burl Ives saying so long from Hollywood. Thanks for listening.